We're going to take your phone calls this hour with Barbara and Dimitri. And by the way, on our next Coast to Coast program, first hour special tribute to Zachariah Sitchin, who passed away at the age of 90, author of the Earth Chronicles and the 12th Planet. And then the rest of the program, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with some incredible stories. I mean, truly incredible. We've had her going all around the country. So we'll be back with your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Barbara Martin, Dimitri Moraitis, and we're talking about their work. Their latest book, by the way, is Karma and Reincarnation, Unlocking Your 800 Lives to Enlightenment. So that's where the reincarnation number comes from, 800. What if it could be more, Barbara?
More lifetimes?
Yeah.
Well, it could be, but... We're definite that it's 800 lifetimes.
If we really kind of, again, it's approximation. Some people do it faster.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to discern that.
All right, let's go to the calls west of the Rockies. Let's go to Dan in Citrus Heights, California. Go ahead, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Hello, George. Happy birthday. Every time I try to call, you know, I couldn't get through to wish you.
You'll be calling for the next birthday pretty soon, Dan. But thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And how's your father doing?
He's doing much better. Thank you.
Great. All right. You're welcome. For your guests, I was wondering, do you think, you know, they always talk about that Saint Germain or Germain, you know, being, like, still alive or something. Or they, you know, like, Leonard Nimoy in search of, you know, the man that wouldn't die. But I was wondering, you know, the incarnation, do you think he could still be alive?
No.
Oh, okay.
Elaborate on that, Barbara.
Well, although the saints or people of that caliber can come and go, he can come and go, but to say that he's staying on this earth alive is debatable.
Yeah. Although there have been stories of people, when they pass on, their bodies are since so pure that the body itself doesn't decay. And that, I believe, happened with that with Paramahansa Yogananda.
Yeah.
He passed on, but his body is, it's just the atoms have been so exhilarated that it doesn't go through the normal decay process. But they can function just as easily from the other side, so there's no reason for them to stay for that length of time.
Can a person reincarnate into an animal?
No.
Okay.
It's the other way. The animal can become a person.
They can.
Human.
Eventually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't revert back to a previous kingdom.
No way.
Yeah, we evolve from one kingdom to the next,
right.
So.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind being a dolphin.
That sounds like fun. That's a good one.
Let's go to Sal in Lafayette, Louisiana, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Sal. Thanks for calling.
Yes. There's a program I watched about auras. A lady told a guy how to practice, see your aura with your fingers. I started doing that after the movie, and since then, all I could see is the color blue. Why am I seeing just one color?
Well, because you're not tuning into all every aura, but blue is very pronounced. It's a healing energy, so that might be the reason.
And also, many of us, you know, many have the can see colors, like bits of pieces of color, but that's different from seeing the whole complete aura. But it probably means you have a talent to develop your spiritual side more, and you may be a natural clairvoyant.
Quite possible, yeah.
Right. I'm into meditation and a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was wondering also, to make it right quick with other callers, can I tune while I'm in meditation to a higher level to improve on the seeing my aura?
Absolutely. There's actually an eighth chakra above your head, about 2 feet, called your higher self. And if you kind of meditate on that higher center, you can kind of raise your vibration. And that will help to elevate your aura and your consciousness.
Right.
If you're sick, your aura is affected.
Yes.
Can it also happen the other way around? If your aura is sick, you're affected?
Well, if your aura is sick, it means that you are sick.
Well, my point is, can the aura affect the person as opposed to the person affecting the aura?
Yes.
Well, eventually you can create sickness through your thinking and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If you were consistently harbor destructive thoughts and feelings, even though you might be a very healthy physical person, the disturbance in the energy field can eventually show up as a physical distress. Absolutely.
Okay, next up, Wildcard Line. It's Johnny in Los Angeles. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, George, big time listener.
Awesome. Thank you.
Show. I just had a question for your both of your guests. I'm a person who goes to an astral class, but it's all in Spanish, and I don't understand it. But my friend brought me to it because he says there's a reason why we met. And, I do believe in it. So, and real quick, I actually had told the guy, about a couple of dreams I had, and he had told me that, you are out of all the people in this class, you are able to learn faster than anybody. And actually, my two questions were, the colors that you wear, like shirts, pants, socks, whatever it is, affect your aura?
Yes. If you wear red, you're helping to bring in energy. If you wear orange, you're helping to bring in motivation. Definitely they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Because I'm going to change my whole wardrobe now. definitely. Also, another my question is, can your dreams also help you with your karma, or can you have dreams about your past life?
You can have dreams about your past life, but they're not always accurate. Dreams are not that great. I don't rely on them.
Yeah. Although sometimes there are precognitive dreams, of course.
They can be precognitive. Like I dreamed that I was going to a certain place, and I went to that place.
So what happens if you like to wear black? Does that mean you're going to screw up your aura?
Well, I'll tell you, I will not have black in my aura, in my closet.
Really?
I will not wear black.
Yeah. This is L.A. Everybody wears black.
I know. It's fashionable.
I know. It's fashionable, but,
It's
not going to draw high elevated colors for you.
But the key is, if you open your closet and everything in it is black.
Well, yeah, then there's something wrong.
Then you got to start adding some color, which people do.
And your walls are black.
Yeah, refrigerator walls.
But it does help to add color. There is a connection there. And Barbara actually worked years ago with some fashion designers to help kind of use fashion and color and bring the two together. And there's let's say, for example, if you've been feeling nervous or very need to calm down, wearing something purple will help you to do that.
Yeah, it brings in peace.
As you know, if you have a red in your bedroom, you're going to have a hard time falling asleep at night.
Yeah, it's very active.
It's a very peppy type energy.
Right.
Some people know that in terms of, let's say, restaurants. They'll use bright colors to stimulate people to eat.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And it works. I know Chinese red, for example.
Right, it will work.
Music does that, too, in some of these discount stores.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Music. There was a really interesting story, which I guess was documented about a 7-Eleven that was having a lot of problems with gangs hanging out, and people were just scared to walk in there, so the business was falling apart, and someone came up with the idea of literally just playing classical music outside, and there was something about the music that they ended up leaving. There's something healing about that. I guess the vibrations kind of got them thinking another direction.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gene in Alberta, Canada, on the international line. Hey, Gene, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
That's quite fascinating. In classical music, almost listening to it full time due to my medical problems, and it is soothing. My question is could you do a quick oral reading? I just had a conversation with my doctor about my life expectancy, and she's getting close,
All right, we'll permit one. This will be the only reading personally. Go ahead, Barbara, if you want to.
Thank you very much, George.
Well, would you repeat that? I'm
he's
not sure what the question is.
He's having some strong health issues there.
What about it?
He's having strong health issues, and if you would read his aura a little bit about that.
Oh, read your... Yeah, you do have gray, and I would... Are you going to a doctor?
Yeah.
Are you having a problem with your liver?
Probably. I'm in very strong drugs.
I'm getting a feeling the liver and kidneys should be looked at. You definitely should have a full examination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The trouble is, if I get off the medication, my whole...
Mm-hmm. Now, bring down aspirin to the blue, to blue-white, to downray to you. That'll give you some life force.
Teach him how to do that, Barbara. What's he do?
Well,
shall we do a meditation on here?
Yeah, raise his consciousness and just ask that this blue-white fire comes down.
Basically, you could see yourself sitting in a chair, sit in a chair and see this beautiful, almost like you're in a waterfall, and just see this beautiful, like, sapphire blue energy going throughout your body and literally just healing every cell in the body.
And also, if he gets the book, it tells things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific question, though, for Barbara related to what you're going through?
Yeah, it's been a very difficult life, especially after the last aid.
Uh-huh.
And I seem to have a natural affinity to history, the study of warfare. I'm a big war gamer and stuff like that. I was wondering, maybe I was a very evil warlord in a past life, and this is my comeuppance.
Well, it's altogether possible, but that's pretty hard to discern. But even if that's the case, if you work with the light and meditation, that should be good.
Now, remember something about karma. It's not an end point. It's a starting point. Sometimes karma puts you in certain challenging situations, but you're not supposed to just sit there and say, well, I got to just, sit here and suffer like this. It might be your karma to work right out of it. So do everything that you can, be the best person you know how to be, seek the best medical care, do all the positive things you know how to do, and that's all that can be asked.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that can be asked of you, and that will help to face that karma.
Right.
When people ask you about your auras... Specifically here, you, Barbara.
What's that?
When people ask about auras, what do they want to know primarily? Is it health primarily?
Well, most people that come to us want a complete aura reading. They want to know a lot about health. Most of them want to know about health. They also want to know what's wrong with them mentally and emotionally.
And hermetic, like problems with career or relationships, things like that.
And their husband and their relationships.
But, you two aren't psychics, right?
Well, you have to say you're psychic, yeah.
Well, the aura can show those things.
Yeah.
It can tell you how things are going with your relationships with other people, how your career is going. There's an energy of your career in your aura.
You have to get off the fifth floor, which is a circus floor, as I call it.
The psychic floor,
get to
yeah.
the penthouse.
Yeah. So if there's so what happens is you talk with, say, about a relationship with your father or mother, those colors show up in the auric field and they can reveal whether they're going well or there's a problem. So, and that's very helpful. Or for example, if you're having a problem in your life and the heart center is moving counter, well, there's a lesson you're not facing there. But if it's moving clockwise, it means you'll get through this, it'll be fine. Barbara, do you feel this gentleman will be okay with what's going on with him? Or
yes, if he gets to the doctors and gets the treatment he needs.
Let's go to Scott in Temecula, California, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Scott.
Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I was a second-time caller. I just talked to you the other night about symbolism and water and things like that.
Yeah.
With a good conversation. I looked into science has proven that when a person passes away, that they weigh the organs, they weigh everything out, and there's a certain percentage of weight that they cannot prove.
The soul.
Yeah, and people are wondering, is it the soul? Is it your soul, part of your aura?
It's like grams, but it's still, there's still an amount.
Yes, it's very minute. I also have a second part, if you have the time. It's very quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was a very negative person for many, many years. My girl called me Eeyore, and very negative, and she turned me on to Santeria. So I said, all right, I'll go check it out. And I went and did a ceremony. And on the way down there, I was extremely angry, wanted to turn the car around, didn't want to be there. I was arguing with her, just downright ornery.
But that was you all the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was worse. This was like to the 10th degree.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what would set you off like that?
You see, that's what I was wondering for your guests.
Do you have it under control now?
Actually, after I went through this ceremony, from that day on, which was 2 to 3 years ago, in between 2 and 3 years ago, I have been at complete peace.
Really?
Well,
yes.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that I had the devil himself was hovering over me.
Oh, really?
Do you think you did have the devil close by?
Well, I'm not a Christian, but I do believe in light and dark forces.
What do you mean by you're not a Christian?
I believe in Christology.
I believe in
what he taught.
You're not into organized religion, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. I'm more spiritualist.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And I've always treated people very well my entire life, not because I want anything back or anything. It's just I like to make people happy.
Even with that temper, you did that?
The temper was only that one time. Prior to that, I was just negative, you know.
About everything?
You know, about pretty much everything. Yeah, everything sucked, you know. Everything was terrible. Life sucks, you know.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
You carry the old cloud over your head. That's what I tell an old friend of mine.
Yeah, it seemed like I had that black cloud over my head for a long time. But after that ceremony, and that ceremony did involve water, you know, because it comes back to that, I'd love to have lunch with you sometime or something like that. We could go over that forever. But anyways, it's very intriguing, and I wanted to ask the guests what you guys thought about that.
About your experience?
Yes.
Well, it's hard to say immediately, but it's certainly possible. Again, with a steady negative thinking, you can definitely attract something. I don't know if it's the devil himself.
You beat yourself down with that, don't you, Dimitri? That constant negativity?
Oh, yeah. It just invites trouble. That's the problem. You know, we should think of it this way. We don't have the luxury to do that. It takes a lot of energy, and it devitalizes you to do that. So it's possible it attracted something that was encouraging that, and you got a blessing that time to get it lifted. It was like an act of grace, and you responded to that. And now you heard that, you know, there was a story of a man who was a heavy, heavy drinker, and he had an out-of-body experience, but it was not a good one. He saw the dark ones. He saw these dark things trying to... He did see the light, but there were like these entities that were trying to hold him back from getting to the light. And he said it took everything. I think his grandfather was at the end of the light. He finally got it there. They said, no, you got to go back. But you know what? That man never touched a drink again.
That's the way to do it. Hey, let's come back and take some final phone calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, tomorrow we'll be taping with the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. They're starting their second season. And as a matter of fact, their first show should be airing very shortly, as a matter of fact. But they're coming in to interview us tomorrow night. And there's a number of Coast to Coast guests who will be on the second series of Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as that rolls along. The After Dark magazine is available to you. You can pick it up by going to coasttocoastam.com or call 1-888-261-6392. Let's come back with final calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Final segment with Dimitri Moraitis and Barbara Martin as we talk about their work, their latest work, because they've got a number of books out there, Karma and Reincarnation. Let's go to the phones west of the Rockies. We'll go to Mary Kay in Santa Monica, California. Hey, Mary Kay, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
You're on. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm a cocktail waitress at a bar, and I was wondering, and sometimes, well, I do drink during my shift to kind of ease the pain sometimes. And so I was wondering what that does to my aura, because sometimes I do feel like I can bring home people, like, issues with me.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also because others might be also getting very, you know, drunk there. Just as Barbara mentioned, just ask for the gold protection to be around you
okay.
When you're working there. And okay. Almost like when you leave there, kind of like almost like you're getting a shower of light, white light, to just release it all. Okay. And in your mind, just say, I'm letting this all go right now.
Okay. You know? And send the light ahead of you before you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, normally, like on off days, like is having a glass of wine okay, or?
Yeah.
Oh, occasionally to have a glass of wine is fine. I myself don't do any drinking, but I have people that come to my house and they guzzle up all the wine and beer, anything they can find. So everyone is different.
Yeah, actually, a glass of wine a day is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, I'm not debating that. I'm just saying I myself don't go towards liquor of any kind.
But a little bit is fine. Just watch
it. A little bit. You know, a little beer with some meals is good. A little wine with the Italian foods are good.
Yeah, but not to ease the pain.
Just don't get sloshed, Mary Kay.
No.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
No.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let's go next to Alicia in Portland, Oregon. There you go.
Hello, Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Go ahead.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Right. My question is regarding reincarnation. It said it happens approximately in the average neighborhood of 800 times. I was wondering, I've heard people say, you know, well, you only live once, or in my next lifetime, I'm going to marry into money or whatnot. And how much of a preconceived, intention does that have, or is it just a chance when they come in? And I have a second question, too.
Well, it depends on what we create. I mean, obviously, if we're having a difficult time this time around, we want the next one to be better. But we have to make it better. It's not just going to happen by itself.
And you can't demand it, can you?
No. It's but again, you know, you could be doing a lot of good things in this life. Let's say you're not making, let's say, the most money or something like that, but you're really doing all the right things. You're handling your money well, you're sharing it with others. Even if it doesn't fully materialize the way you want this time around, next time around it will. And you will reap the benefits. So it will eventually come around, this or the next life.
Can you pick your families when you reincarnate? Can you say, I want to go there?
Well, you usually know who your family is going to be before you come here.
There is, you do meet each other on the other side, and there's an agreement all around. So, yes, we do choose our parents, and our parents choose us as well. It goes both ways. But, you know, as far as picking out of a litter of people, usually they kind of show you, well, this is the reason we want you to come with these parents. You're working out this karma, or you're reaping, you know, this good karma. And again, it's all the thing with family is, you know, you can't really walk away from your family. So if it really forces you to deal with the situations that they arise, good or otherwise.
It's kind of orchestrated, but there's no question that you know who your parents are before you come here.
If you had lousy karma when you were living, and then you got reincarnated, would you come back to a lousy family, for example, because karma does that to you?
If the karma was created in the family.
By those people.
Yeah, in other words, if I abandoned my family, or I'm a really mean father or something like that, then it will come around in that way. So it comes around in the way that you create it. If I created bad financial karma, I still might have been decent with my family, but maybe somewhere else I messed up. So it'll come back in the way you do it. By the way, it also depends what frame of mind you leave. Let's say I was abusive to, let's say, a child or something like that. But at the end of my life, I'm very remorseful of that. That will affect the way I come back around because I'm aware I've made the mistake. So the karma will be different than if I go to my grave without any awareness whatsoever. So there's always room for that, you know, seeing the light, so to speak. And again, the other side of the coin is the forgiveness. If you're on the other side of it and someone has hurt you and you don't let it go, you'll definitely be back with that person.
Okay, let's go to Tommy in Hawaii on Maui. Go ahead, Tommy.
Greetings, George. How are you?
Good.
I called in a few times. My first question, well, I just want to say something real quick about myself. I spent my whole life on a spiritual quest. I learned, and I also read auras when I was young for many years. I was tired of walking down the streets because you can see everybody's mm-hmm. thoughts and their feelings.
You have to close it off.
So I closed it down pretty much because I got involved with many other things, especially leaving my body for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
So, and I learned to meet different deities in the higher realms and stuff like that. But my two questions are more directed to Dimitri because he said two things that I'm totally not sure I agree with at all. But he said, first of all, in karma, it's like you can create, you accept karma, you can create karma. But when you deal with people like the president and government, and they do things and you're supposed to go along with them, and you say, like, if they told you to go to war, that's good karma.
No, I didn't say good karma.
It's right to listen to that because that's what you're given orders to do that, and that's what you have to do.
Yes,
if God,
what I'm saying is, create karma. In other words, if you're a soldier under orders and you're told to do something and you're following those orders, that's not your personal karma because you're in a situation that's a situation bigger than yourself. So that's all that's being said. We're not putting a judgment whether the decision to go to war was right or not right or any of those types of things. But a soldier right now who is following orders, let's say in Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere else around the world, and is doing their best to try to be conscientious in that position, is not creating adverse personal karma because they're following orders.
Yeah, I could understand that too.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Claudia in Juneau, Alaska on the Wild Card Line. Go ahead, Claudia.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Good.
I had the pleasure to talk to you twice this year on your birthday and
today. Thank you. Good.
And what I did was I thought about the blue cascade, and I thought I'm going to talk to them tonight. And here I am.
Here you are.
What I want to ask...
it's either Barbara or Dimitri.
To Dimitri. I want to ask... This is what's happening to me. In the past, I've been not a very good girl. I used to have more than one drink, and I used to smoke. Everything is... Up, and then
that doesn't make you a bad person, Claudia.
Well, it was not nice. But anyway, after that, I've been having these sensations of touching people and feeling what they're feeling, and sometimes I can see things in the future.
About them?
Yeah, about them. And I can see auras, but I don't see colors. Like, for example, I see auras in child, like when they're really, really, really good, white auras.
Well, that's like the beginning levels of it, yeah.
Okay, my question is, I have a sister-in-law that lost her husband, and I start dreaming about him. I never met this person, and he talks to me, but we have conversations.
In the dream?
Like, in my dreams, yeah, we have conversations like you and I are talking right now. And I can see him, and he can tell me things. And there are things that he say to me that they only they know about it. And he give me clues so she will know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. What do you think here, Dimitri?
Well, a couple of things could be happening, and Barbara, just jump in. Number one, sometimes there are such a thing as, in your dreams, they're almost like impersonating spirits to try and kind of confuse things, and they can know details. So you have to be careful there a little bit. Depending on more specifically what is going on, that could be also a connection with that soul. Again, we've known people. Now, this is your brother-in-law then right now?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So in a past life, it's possible that, you know, that was a different relationship back then. And, for example, sometimes people that have affairs, even good people, you know, that sometimes just, I don't know, I married this person, but I'm extremely attracted to this other person. And that's because in a past life, you were in a romantic relationship with that person. But it doesn't mean you have to react on it again. It just means you're coming together in a different way, and you have to work it out on that level. So I would definitely do some prayer work to kind of reveal, is this, first of all, really genuine and not something trying to, you know, put a little Jimmy in the works there? And if it is, am I working something out with this person? Because you do have a relationship with them, and there is some kind of a, there could be a karmic bond. Is that, would you agree, Barbara?
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you two work on first if you had a priority? You know, knowing about reincarnation with yourself, your karma, your aura, what would you approach? What would you?
I would go work with the aura.
Yeah, but getting your energy strong, you will help everything else in your life, including your karma. But of course, if something really jumps at you in the face, like the baby, the baby that cries the loudest gets the milk, then look at that. But working on your own character traits, your own qualities inside, that builds everything.
You have to analyze where you're at.
Yeah.
Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, east of the Rockies. It's Bo's turn. Hi, Bo.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
All right. I have a very specific incident that happened. A good friend of mine, his name's Timmy Tubbs. He was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and he went into surgery. And the day after surgery, I saw him. And I have not experienced anything like this before, but he was laying in his bed at home, and there was a bright orange glowing, what I would just say is aura, around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him, and I said, hey, wow, you really look beautiful, you know, you're coming around. I thought it was, you know, some kind of healing light or something like that.
Could be.
But, well,
he didn't die, did he?
Yeah, he died.
He died, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days after that.
Yeah.
And but like I said, it was bright orange to red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Just very glowing. And
well,
real as this phone in my hand right here.
And it sounds like a spirit was there to get him.
Yeah, exactly. And to say that he's okay. He's going to be taken care of. Often, sometimes that will happen at a death,
mm-hmm.
death, especially if it's people that we're close to, to say that they'll be all right, and kind of knowing almost, now, did you know that you knew this, you had this vision before you found out he had passed on, right?
Did I have the vision beforehand that he passed on?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you already knew he had passed on?
No.
He saw this,
right,
and then the guy died.
Right.
Yeah,
sometimes we're given that vision to help brace ourselves so that when we hear the news, we're not in as much shock or grief when it does happen.
Like I said, it looked to me like a healing light, and I thought my friend was coming around.
Yeah, what a shock that must have been, Bo, huh?
Yeah, but at
the same time, it was very comforting when I was in the room with him. It was a very warm, you know.
You didn't feel threatened or scared or anything like
no,
that?
No, it was a very good feeling.
Yeah,
good,
and you know, let it be said here, too, that no love is ever lost. People you care for, you'll see them again.
Now, did you pray for this man?
Well, I'm sure he did.
Well, that helped his passing.
Yeah.
Let's take a few more calls, and we are out of time. Rod is in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Hey, Rod, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. It's a great show. Love it.
Up there near Flint, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yep. Go ahead.
I have, when I was in the Army, I had a meeting in Harrisburg, and they assigned a sergeant first class to drive me to the meeting. We never met at the meeting, so we stopped at a Ponderosa. Out of the blue, he asked me if I was psychic, and I asked him why he asked me that question, and he said he could see it in my aura. So my question is, can you see psychic abilities in auras?
Yeah, yes, you can, definitely.
Yeah.
How? What does it look like, Barbara?
It'll come through in certain colors. If you're a psychic, you're definitely going to have the higher colors. And there's no question about it.
What is the highest color one has for an aura?
Gold is very high.
Gold?
Gold and white light.
Is it brilliant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there many people walking around with that?
Oh, no. Not
Is that like almost godlike?
It is very close to that, yeah. If you see someone with brilliant gold colors, you're going to know they're very high. And all the archangels and angels have those colors.
All right, very good. Thank you, Barbara and Dimitri. Their website, spiritualarts.org, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We've been talking about their latest work, Karma and Reincarnation, Unlocking Your 800 Lives. Can you imagine that, by the way? 800 lives to enlightenment. And there is a toll-free number if you need it. Those who don't have computers. 1-800-650-2872. Also, thank you again for us reaching goal number one of three with Children International. Now let's start on two of three. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lone Hood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.